Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump says his social media post saying he will be arrested on Tuesday was based on media reports. And a spokesman says there has been no official contact with prosecutors in Manhattan, where a grand jury is investigating hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. NPR's Juliana Kim has details.
On Saturday morning, Trump wrote on social media that, quote, illegal leaks, end quote, indicate that he will be arrested on Tuesday. Trump didn't specify what he may be charged with, but he did condemn the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Prosecutors there have been investigating whether Trump broke any laws with payments allegedly made to cover up an extramarital affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. There has been no official announcement of any plans to indict Trump, and the DA office declined to comment on the timeline. But if it does occur, Trump would become the first former president to be indicted in U.S. history. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has made his first trip to the occupied Ukrainian region of Donetsk since Moscow's invasion last year. A day after being indicted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court, Putin traveled to Crimea and also visited the city of Mariupol, which was destroyed by Russian forces. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in California and Signature Bank in New York has led to more focus than usual on the meeting this week of the Federal Reserve. The Fed begins a two-day interest rate meeting on Tuesday. David Wessel is the director of the Hutchins Center on Fiscal and Monetary Policy at the Brookings Institution.
What does the Federal Reserve do this coming week? Do they go ahead with plans to raise interest rates to stop inflation, which they think is still running too high? Or do they take a break because they think that the financial system is so fragile they don't want to upset it?
A separate situation is unfolding in Europe. Takeover talks ongoing today between UBS and its troubled rival, Credit Suisse. Regulators are seeking a resolution before European markets open tomorrow. Tennessee mayors calling on state lawmakers to pass legislation that requires a safe storage of guns in cars. From member station WPLN, Paige Flager reports guns are stolen from cars at higher rates in Tennessee than elsewhere.
Supporters of the legislation say guns taken from cars end up in underground sales and illegal trafficking. After that, they usually turn up at crime scenes. It's a problem plaguing Tennessee's cities. That's why the mayors of Nashville, Shelby County, Knoxville, and Chattanooga want lawmakers to pass a bill that would impose penalties on gun owners who leave firearms in cars irresponsibly. It would also require owners to report the theft, which has resulted in less illegal gun movement in other states. For NPR News, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.
And this is NPR News. At least 14 people are dead, hundreds injured following a strong earthquake that shook a coastal region of southern Ecuador and northern Peru. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a magnitude of 6.8. It caused damage to homes and other buildings, including schools and medical centers. Multiple roads are said to be blocked by landslides. South Korea's military says rival North Korea has launched another missile test. Today's launch of what is believed to have been a short-range ballistic missile is North Korea's third in just over a week, as the U.S. and South Korean joint military drills enter their second week. Lawyers for Prince Harry have asked for one of his legal cases against the tabloid press to be settled without going to trial. Vicky Barker reports from London on the latest of Prince Harry's many legal battles against the British tabloids.
The case concerns an article in the Mail on Sunday that alleged Prince Harry tried to hush up details of his legal battle with Britain's government over his security arrangements. His lawyers have asked the judge to issue what's called a summary judgment, which is when it's clear one side has no chance of winning. That's how Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, won her privacy case against the Mail after it published excerpts of her letters to her father. Harry is still expected to take the stand in a separate case that opens in May, where he and several other celebrities are suing the Mail's publisher over accusations that their phones were hacked. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.